This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. We have Mike Barker on the line with us this morning. Mike's a regular on this program. He's with Investment and Retirement Management. He's a chartered retirement planning counselor. He's also a certified fund specialist offering securities through Linsco Private Ledger, a member of NASD and SIPC. Good morning, Mike.
Dave, good morning.
How are you? Now, I have to tell people that as we have captured you this morning, you are driving down the highway, so I won't say anything really off the charts here to make you veer one way or the other.
Okay. I started to say, considering I'm driving down the interstate, I don't know how much sense I'm going to make, but that'll leave a too big of an opening for you to make a joke about that, so I'll not say that.
Okay. A couple of weeks ago, and I want to talk about the Fed. But I'm thinking about a couple of weeks ago, the jobs report came out. We had talked a good deal about that. It was, and you know, a couple of weeks ago, I guess it was. During that report, they had revised down numbers for the prior 2 months. The report came in well under expectations. The market dropped like a rock. Now, over the subsequent couple of weeks, it's right back where it started again, as though the jobs market had never happened, or the jobs report had never happened. So what I'm wondering is, the Fed cuts rates. The market was beside itself. It goes crazy. What's to say that this is going to be just right back to where it was in this pre-cut mindset a couple of weeks from now?
Yeah, good question. And back on that jobs report, I'm glad you mentioned that because it almost seems like that was a year ago with so much that's happened since then. But and the reason it's good to talk about that is I had a few people when we were talking on the show that morning about that jobs report. I had made the comment that I just don't really follow that report that much anymore at all, and it's not a very reliable report. It's revised all the time, it seems, and on and on it goes with that, and that's what happened that day. And they revised the 2 previous months down, as you mentioned. And the other thing we said was that more often than not, when that jobs data comes out and is supposedly way off what expectations were, you get these reactions in the market that day, it seems. And if you just wait a few days, oftentimes you're right back where you started before the report came out that supposedly surprised so many people and supposedly changes so many things. And sure enough, it wasn't just a few days later. And incidentally, none of this had anything to do with the Fed meeting, because the move back up in the market since the jobs report was supposedly so bad for the economy and all this other stuff, we got the bounce back from that within just a few days. So, and I'm glad it happened that way, because I got a few phone calls from folks after the interview that day, and they were saying, you know, how can you say that this jobs report is not important? And the important thing there is, and we even talked about this that day, I'm not saying jobs aren't important. I'm saying that particular report is not something people need to get all bent out of shape about one way or the other.
Because it's not reliable.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And that report and the few days after it were just exactly what we were talking about. It's almost as if the report never came out. Now leading up to the Fed, the reduction in interest rates on Tuesday, and your question about do we look at this Fed reduction in rates and this Fed meeting somewhat the same way, meaning are we going to be a few days from now back in a situation as if the Federal Reserve did not do anything Tuesday, and we're right back where we started? I don't know the answer to that yet, but I will say in my opinion, I would not, and I do not, put those two events in the same category at all. The move that Bernanke did this week was a big surprise to the market, and there were a few people predicting a so-called 50 basis point rate cut, but a lot of those people, I think, it wasn't that they were necessarily predicting it, it was what they were wanting, and those are two different things. So, now, and again, I'll reiterate what I said earlier in the week, is as I was very surprised that Bernanke lowered the Fed funds rate 50 basis points. I thought he would go more 25 and talk like he was there if the market needed him and all that sort of thing. But so to me, it was a surprise. And from the market reaction, I think there's no question that it surprised the market. And of course, now with what has happened with the bond market, with what's happened with gold, It is going to be interesting, I think, here the next few days. And I'll go ahead and say, even at this point, just 3 days later, I think the market, not the market, the bond market, I think, is a little nervous with this move. And I think there's somewhat of a concern out there about the inflation implications from this. And when you see gold doing what it's doing, I think that market's a little bit concerned about that. So I'll go ahead and say I think the market's going to be grappling with this next week and be a little uneasy about exactly what this move can mean.
Mike, we need to break here, running a little bit long. We're talking this morning with Mike Barker from Investment and Retirement Management. This is Floor Radio, and we'll be right back. This is Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. Mike Barker's with us this morning from Investment and Retirement Management. Well, doesn't the move that the Fed took, and Ben Bernanke in particular, mean that things are worse off than we thought, or that he thought, maybe?
That's one of the things I think the market is asking now, and I think that's one of the things that the market will deal with next week. That was a lot of the chatter before this meeting. A lot of folks were saying, if they don't do anything, the Federal Reserve will be viewed that they just don't get it, that they just don't understand how bad things are. If they go 50 basis points, there was a camp out there saying that will cause the market to conclude that things are worse than maybe we think for them to make that dramatic of a move. And let's don't forget, Dave, it wasn't maybe a month ago that the Fed's biggest concern was inflation. And we even had Poole, I think it was, one of the Fed people, saying the day before, as a matter of fact, before the big move down in the discount rate, I think you and I talked about it, he made some comment along the lines of it would take a calamity for the Fed to do anything. And now all of a sudden, here we are 3 or 4 weeks later, maybe 5 weeks, not only did they move rates down, they moved them down 50 basis points.
And we must be in the midst of a calamity.
So, exactly. and there's no question there's some stress in the system. We've talked about this for months now, that there's about how much we were looking at the bond market, the credit market, and that stuff has become a problem. And Bernanke is clearly going after that and trying to do something to alleviate some of these pressures. And what's interesting is, and this will obviously be dealt with in the market the next several days and weeks, when you look at, a lot of people talking about housing, and when you look at housing, the mortgage rates compared to where they were just a week ago are actually up slightly. And when I say mortgage rates, I'm talking about, say, 5/1 ARMs and 15-year mortgages and 30-year mortgages. Those mortgage rates are actually up a little, not a lot, but a little. And this, to me, tells us a lot about how the bond market is viewing this. And yes, lowering these very short-term rates, and we've already seen some banks come out and lower prime rate by 50 basis points, this will help, to some degree, a lot of these adjustable-rate mortgages out there that are due to reset next month and then throughout the rest of the year and into early next year. But again, the question remains in my mind and in a lot of people's minds, the people who are going to be affected by that, the fact that 15 and 30-year mortgage rates aren't dropping much, and that does not surprise me, by the way, you have to wonder how much this will actually help this housing problem. And if so much of the problems that have been created in the market lately, I'm talking about the credit markets and the bond markets, that has predominantly been a housing problem. And I'm not convinced yet that what the Fed is doing, this doesn't mean they don't do it, you know, it doesn't mean they shouldn't have done it. but I'm not convinced yet how much this is going to help the housing problem as we move forward here. So that's going to be another big question as we move through the next few days and weeks.
Now, Mike, if the Fed hadn't cut rates, would that have affected the housing market in a negative way?
Well, I mean, to me, and this is just an opinion, I think Bernanke, he obviously felt like he had to do something. And as you and I talked about on the show earlier in the week, I felt like they would do something. About everyone felt like they would do something. I'm just surprised at the size of the cut is what I'm getting at. And as we talked about a few days ago, the market is also trying to figure out what we're going to be dealing with Bernanke in the future. You know, is this a precedent that he might be making bigger moves in the future than maybe what folks are accustomed to with the Federal Reserve?
And those moves in the future then would help the housing market.
Well,
if he did them, of course.
Well, when you say, I'm not sure I follow the question, Doug. In other words, if he had not lowered rates.
No, I'm saying if this is a precedent and he will be lowering rates again in future meetings, that in turn would help the housing market.
Well, it obviously, as he lowers rates, it will help the housing market to varying degrees each time. So let me put it that way. And here's what I'm getting at. And this is a question. This is a question folks need to try to answer as they sort out how much this rate cut will help things. As one example, and just picking Brazil, let's say a person bought a house for $300,000 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And let's say they have an adjustable rate mortgage. Let's say they got a teaser rate of 3%. And let's say it's going to reset in October at prime plus 2. Okay, so they're looking at a rate somewhere in the 9.5 to 10.25, 10%, somewhere in that area when it resets. The fact that the Fed cut these interest rates and prime dropped, that rate reset is still a big reset. It's not as big as it was going to be, but it's still a big difference in what that person had originally. And here's the other issue with this. To do a refinance, that person's going to have their home appraised again. And if they bought the home 2 years ago, unless they're in a unique situation, I highly doubt the home is going to appraise at where it appraised for 2 years ago when the mortgage was done. So you may get a pretty dramatic drop in the appraised amount for that home. So then you have another problem. So these short-term interest rates that the Federal Reserve is influencing is only going to help this housing situation to a moderate degree, in my opinion. So, and then you get back into the question of how big of an issue is housing to the overall economy anyway, and that's another lengthy discussion. So what I think the market is going to do here the next, say, few weeks is ask the question like the one I just went through. And I think this euphoria that we got from this rate cut Tuesday, I think a certain portion of the up move in the market was just the surprise factor. Folks just being really surprised by the size of the decrease in rates, and you get this big spike in the market. And also this week, keep in mind, it's an option expiration week. It's also a quarterly option expiration week. So that adds to the potential influence from the option expiration. So all that to say this, I'm not sure, or in fact I'll say I don't think we can draw too many reliable conclusions from the market this week, given the type week it is, with that and some other things. So I think we'll see a truer picture of things next week, and at least at the moment I'm not so sure that the market is going to be quite as euphoric here as it begins to deal with what's going on in the bond market and with crude oil and with what gold might be telling us about inflation expectations.
Okay. Mike, need to pause here, get some messages in. Mike Barker's with us this morning from Investment and Retirement Management. We're going to be right back. Stand by. This is Floor Radio. We'll be right back. This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. Mike Barker's on the line with us this morning. He's with Investment and Retirement Management. Let me ask you a question again about the market in general. We saw the Consumer Price Index come out this week. It was down. I think it surprised a lot of people. The market reacted. At the same time, while they were reacting in a positive way, crude oil was somewhere north of 82.
That's
and, of
right.
course, a lot of the reason why August's Consumer Price Index was down was because of energy, oil. And now energy is back up. It doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
Exactly. And I'm glad you point that out. That's just another example of some people, anyway, celebrating a report, so to speak, that is not indicative of the current situation anyway. It's a great example of that. And crude oil, the other thing interesting about this crude oil situation, and if you remember back in the spring, we talked about how we had an expectation at that particular time that crude oil may drop pretty dramatically and gas prices may not go down much at all. And if folks remember, that's exactly what happened. And we cautioned folks to try to remember they need to decouple a little bit what they expect to happen with crude oil versus gasoline. And we're seeing it in a big way at the moment. Gas, when I was coming into work yesterday, gas across the board was still under $3, significantly under $3. And it's much lower than it was about 4 or 5 months ago, if I remember right, when crude oil was much lower than it is now. So crude oil's up a lot since then, and gas is lower than it was, if you follow me there. And there's all sorts of reasons for that as well. But the big question with the crude oil gas situation, and I'll just go ahead and say it, I don't quite get what's going on with crude oil prices at the moment. And I really can't venture a guess, just to be blunt about it, as to which way the next big move is in crude oil.
I see. Well, now, going forward, and I promise to let you go here, and I don't want you to hit anything while we're talking.
Okay.
What are you going to be monitoring going forward? What's on your radar screen?
Well, it's the things we mentioned. I'm a little, I'm not surprised with the bond market reaction to this because of the size of the rate cut. I think there's going to be, number one, a knee-jerk reaction in the market. And I say knee-jerk. If this uptrend gets legs, so to speak, and really starts moving on upward from here, it would not be right to characterize the reaction in the stock market as knee-jerk. So we'll see about that. But the reaction in the bond market does not surprise me at all. And it does not surprise me that mortgage rates have not reacted to this, meaning going down. Obviously, adjustable mortgage rates will react to this to some degree. But the bond market is a thing we're still focusing on, and we're still making a lot of calls and doing a lot of work on how the credit markets are going to react to this. Because if they don't, what's going to be interesting about this, and this is not a prediction because we're still working on this, but if the credit markets and the bond markets don't react to this the way the Fed would desire, it's going to be an interesting little scenario if that unfolds. And I think the chances of that are a lot bigger than people realize. So we're watching that. We're also watching gold, because gold is a fairly good indicator to let us know what global inflation expectations are, and of course more specifically in the United States. So, and with gold breaking out like it has been, we talked about the CRB index the other day. That's the commodities index that tracks commodity prices. With what those things are doing, it sure does seem a little peculiar that the Fed is in this easy mode, so to speak. So we'll keep tabs on that. And next week, as far as personally what I'm looking at in the stock market is, I think this euphoria, so to speak, in the stock market after this Fed rate cut, I think that'll begin to wane some next week, and then we'll kind of take it from there. If it does not wane, then I'm incorrect about that, and we'll have to take a different stance on the market. So that's where we are at the moment. I know that's somewhat vague, but there are times in the markets where you pretty much have to, at least there are various times for us when we have to step back and let the market talk to us a little bit, so to speak. And that's what I'm expecting it to say to us next week. And if it doesn't say that to us, then we'll have to look at it with a little bit different light.
I got you. Well, Mike, keep your eyes on the road.
Okay, we'll do it.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, talk to you then.
Appreciate it very much.
Okay, Dave.
We've been talking with Mike Barker from Investment and Retirement Management. This is Floor Radio.